Hi, friends. Welcome back to our podcast, Healing the Broken Marriage. We are your hosts. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Brian.
And we just want to welcome you guys, each and every one, to our podcast. We hope that if you haven't, you'll go ahead and subscribe, share this podcast with somebody you know needs some help in their marriage, in their relationships, or maybe if they're dating. You know, I think this is a good podcast for dating people, like kind of the what not to do. Just kidding. But anyways, before we hop into our episode, I want to make sure you guys go check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Also, go ahead and check out our new YouTube channel. It's called At Midwest Homesteading, which we actually, Brian, drumroll please. We just crossed 50,000 subscribers.
Oh.
Yeah, just today.
Yeah.
So whenever you're hearing this podcast, we'll probably be over that because our podcast has been really just taking off like crazy. And it's so fun. I really love, our YouTube channel, but I do like doing the podcast too. So anyways, go ahead and check out those two, our website and our YouTube channel. So heading into today's episode, I'm going to title this, or no, I don't want to title this, but right, I want to start things off with asking you a question.
Oh boy.
And just kind of pulling from our life history. Right. Have you ever found yourself saying, I didn't want this to be my story?
Oh, yeah, several times. I was just thinking about that today, even.
Really?
I don't know what I was thinking about. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about. I just wish, there's times I wish I could go back and change a lot of things.
Right.
Rewrite it.
Yeah, if we could give have a do-over, right?
Right.
If you were offered a do-over, would you accept the do-over?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, the question floating around I know your dad asked me when we were on the cruise, would you rather go back and change your past or have $1 million? And I didn't even think about it.
No.
When your dad asked me, I was like, I'd rather go back and change my past. Because $1 million, yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's really not a lot either. When you think about what you could do
right.
by changing things in your past. You know what? The thing of it is, just looking back, when you get our age, you could change the past, but then you could change your financial past too, and you could probably get that $1 million back.
Right.
Plus change your past on things that you need to change.
Right. So I'm going to ask you, the listener, and I want you to just kind of do some personal inventory. Ask yourself, I don't want this to be my story. Or ask yourself that. Do you want the things that you've walked through to be your story? And for me, I feel like that this is something that I deeply understand because for a very, 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 and I'm going to keep saying for a very long time, I had wished that our story was not my story and that, you know, God could just wipe all of that away and that would not be part of my history. Because yes, everybody loves a good redemption story, but I didn't want to be a redemption story. Not saying I didn't want our marriage to be redeemed. I just did not want to be a story that God had to redeem. But I'm super thankful he did. But one thing in my own life, and Brian, you can jump in whenever, is in the midst of my heartbreaking realities, all the things that were going on in our marriage, I realized that I needed to start having some little funerals for the way I thought my life would turn out. You know how we have these preconceived ideas, you know, that this is how life is going to go. It's going to go in this direction and we're going to do A, B, and C.
Right.
And when something comes into your marriage that just is like an atomic bomb, it blows all of those things to pieces. And we can find ourselves in this place of mourning what could have been. But the thing is sometimes to get your life back, you have to face the death of what you thought your life would look like. which can be very, very hard.
Yeah, and it could be so many. It could be so many things. I mean, not just marriage.
Cause, yeah,
you know, there's we all have plans on how life's going to go,
right?
But I mean, we all know stories where it didn't go as planned. I mean, a marriage might have been perfectly 100% great, but there could have been loss. Could have been a spouse loss, or could have been a child loss. I know just this week, we know an individual that lost their daughter, and she was, you know, young, really young.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know they didn't expect that to happen. So, you know, life just, things happen, and it's like, we don't expect it, because we do. We plan ahead. We think for the future, and things are going to go a certain way, and they don't always go that way.
Yeah. I remember one time somebody told me, and I remember I was really mad at her after she told me this, but it was really what I needed to hear. And she said, "Alicia, I feel like you need to stop hating your story." And I was just like, "What are you talking about? I don't hate my story." But God knew that I did. Deep down, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that girl. I didn't want to be that girl in that marriage. I didn't want to be that girl in that marriage with that husband. You know, like all of those things. I didn't want that. When we set our vows, that was never in my plans, my future plans. And so there was a lot of things that I had to have many funerals for, mm-hmm, that never would be. But like I said, sometimes to get your life back, you have to face the death of what you thought your life would look like, and you have to let go of what isn't so that you can grab hold of what can be. So even in all of those, like we were saying, all of those mini funerals, those things that didn't happen, those things that didn't transpire, it was a new opportunity to plant something new. Kind of like a garden. Every year, we have the death of the garden, right?
Right.
Every year, we have to go out there and you see everything coming to an end, and you see everything, the vegetables, they're all drying up. They're, you know, at this point,
they're smelly.
They're smelly. And it was so fruitful and it was producing during certain months. But then at the end of the season, you have to pull it all out because it's nothing but death.
Right.
Everything is dying at this point. But that gives us an opportunity the next year to plant something new. And I think that if you're in that situation where you're like, I hate this, I hate what I'm going through. And I know I'm using the word hate. I'm actually doing that on purpose because that is where I felt like I was. Hate is a very strong word, but I felt that word.
Right.
Deep down, that you have the opportunity to do something new. It may not take you out of the situation that you're in, and it may not change anything, but it can give you an opportunity to, if we look at things differently, like one thing we talk about often is changing how you look at something. Mm-hmm. If you always look at something with like a negative view or negative connotation,
right,
that's your perception will be your reality.
Right. Well, it helps. it helps others too. I think that's the biggest thing, is sometimes we don't want to deal with our past and we wish it wasn't ours, but there's so many times when people come to you and they ask how you get through a certain thing. And if you've been through it, you know exactly the plan and the steps that take to tell them,
yeah,
to be able to get through it. And sometimes people are just like, I can't do this. And you're like, yes, you can too.
Yeah.
Because we've been there, we've done that, and we've been through it.
Yeah.
And we got through it. So that's one big thing, is being able to encourage others and help them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, anytime you walk through something, it can be a roadmap for someone else, not saying do exactly what I did,
right?
But you're like,
key points away.
I did it. You can do it. And I think one thing is when you let go of those expectations, realizing that it isn't an end. It's often what must be present for the brand new to begin. And I think that for me, realizing that, you know what? I have to put some things in our past. I have to shut that casket. Right. I have to let those things go. That's not going to be. But what is going to be is this brand new thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at us now. We actually have a podcast where we are going all over the world, speaking into homes, speaking into people's cars as they're going to work, as they are at work, as at the gym, whatever it is, we're able to speak our process into them. And had we not walked through all of that heartache, I wouldn't know how to tell someone how they can heal from trauma. I would have no idea. You know, I would be in my life. I had so many people trying to speak mm-hmm. into me that had no, they had no grid.
Right. Right.
And I feel like I have a grid.
Right.
I can speak into someone's life who's walked through hardship. You can speak through somebody's life who's mm-hmm. been through hardship and has come from a place of experience.
Right.
Not from, you know, listen to me, but I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I really hope that you guys have enjoyed this podcast. You know, if you're somebody like me, or maybe even like Brian, where in your life, you're like, why am I here? Why am I going through this? I hate my story. You know what? Nobody else has your story.
Right. And you could be the key to get somebody else through that same thing in the future.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so important to, even though it can be messy and shameful and hurtful, God's got a plan for it all. In the end, he's not going to not use it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. God has a plan in mind, but it's probably not going to look anything like the one of your own design.
Right.
I never in a million years would have said, hey, let's do a podcast on broken marriage, because I thought our marriage was perfect. I would have never done that. And so God does have a plan in mind for you in every season, in every walk, in every hurt. He has a purpose and a plan to make that thing work for you, not against you. Right. Like it says, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, to give you hope and a future. That's actually a scripture that is over our bed.
Yep.
Because that is the thing, you guys. God does not, he's not in this to hurt you.
Right.
Even the things that did hurt you wasn't him, but he'll use all of those things to give you hope and a future. And in his way, in his timing, he'll turn things around. I'm a firm believer that God will take the wrongs and make them right. Mm-hmm. It may not be the right that you're thinking. Sometimes we think the right is the reconciliation of the marriage, when that may not be it.
Right.
But maybe it is. I don't know. Only God is, he's the author of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyways, hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Go ahead and like, share, rate, review. Check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Until next time, we bless you.